Now, in this video, I just want to share with you a really practical tool or brainstorming exercise that you can guide your clients through. It might even be one that you want to use yourself. Now, I'm a very, very visual person, so the only reason I'm sharing this with you is because this generally works for me. If I'm at a bit of a loss or if I'm, struggling to make a decision in a certain area of my life, I like to mind map, or some people might refer to this as brainstorming. So, how you can use this as a life coach is if you are working with a client who's quite visual or perhaps quite creative, and you're really struggling to connect with them just on a conversational level, then sometimes it can be good to invest into an A-frame flip chart with a couple of A1 notepads and carry out exercises like this, especially around the life balance workbook. Right, so what I would do, if I was doing, or if I was hosting a like a life balance coaching session, or if I was hosting a life balance workshop. All right, now look at this. We just created a resource, and if you want to use this resource for the purpose of hosting live events, all right, that you can actually even make money for, then why not? Why wouldn't you do this? All right, so how I would do this is I would look at the circle or the middle bubble here being like life balance. All right. So that's the overriding kind of topic area of focus that we're looking for. So especially if you're hosting a workshop, life balance workshop, you attract a whole load of people or you invite some friends around, something like this to get some practice in first. You see, we're going to have a life balance workshop today. And then all of your little arms, each one of those arms is then just a certain area of life. This one here would be love, relationships, and then this arm here is career, professional life. This area here is personal finances. This area here is routine responsibilities. This area here is contribution given back. This one over here is then your own personal growth. And then you have the one that I missed out, which is your social life. It's your R&R, things like that. So again, this can sometimes be a great exercise for your clients just to get everything out of their heads that is in their heads. Now, I'm not sure if I remembered if I mentioned this idea earlier on. There's a stress principle, and this is that stress equals time plus limited space. Now, this is an idea that I actually borrowed from Einstein, right? It's kind of ties in with his theory of relativity just a little bit, even though it's not too similar. It's kind of a little bit. So basically, this idea is that when a person is feeling stressed in life, it's not because they've contracted something, it's because of generally the time frames that they give themselves to complete a certain goal. All right. So say for example, a great example of this would be a student who's going through higher education, they're perhaps studying for the final exams. Now, in this final year of their school life, at the start of the year, they're not going to be stressed. Why? Because they've got pretty much the entire year to prepare for their exams. But then, how do you think they're feeling 2 weeks before the exams are set to take place? Stressed. All right. Now, that's the time factor. So, when we feel like we're running out of time, to fulfill a certain task, this is one factor of stress that kind of determines how stressed we feel. The second factor is limited space. All right, when a person, for example, is desperately trying to balance their whole lives out or multitask and accomplish and work on and achieve multiple projects at any one given moment in time, becomes a space thing. All right, how do you feel when you're trying to do 10 things at exactly the same time, my friend? That's right, stressed. The principle is doing one thing and doing one thing well at any one given moment in time. So what I'm saying here is that life balance is critical, all right? How we help our clients to become more aware and appreciative of the different aspects of their lives could be conversational through the Life Balance Workbook, or it could be through an exercise like this via a workshop or via a one-on-one coaching session. And it's less led and driven by you. It's actually more driven by them. So what I would do in a coaching session with a client is I would literally have the seven different life areas all mapped out here, and then I would just ask them to simply start defining the goals that they have in each of those areas. So say for example, this one here is finances, all right? We might look at budget. what's the personal budget? Is that serving them? Is it not serving them? If it's not serving them, then we need to establish one. We need to figure out a means through which we budget our finances. Do we have a savings account? If not, well, let's build the principle of percentages into our financial life. Have you ever heard of that, by the way? The principle of percentages, where many people live their lives, they get money at the start of the month, and then by the end of the month, it's all gone. It's like there's not enough month for people's money sometimes. So how we kind of overcome this is by living by percentages. So say every single month, if I have a certain amount of money comes in at the start of the month, I will put 10% of that away into an investment fund. All right, an investment fund that I will invest into, it could be shares, stocks, shares, things like that, or it could be property, or it could be something, but it's going to be an asset, something through which I'm going to get a return for my money. Then I'm going to have a rainy day account. So I'm going to put 10% of my money into a rainy day account so that I can see, it doesn't really matter what my current account's like, I can see that this rainy day account is always increasing and growing, all right, which just is a nice thing to be able to see that you are actually increasing in an area of your life. Then I'm going to have a percentage, which is usually around about 40%, that goes to bills and expenses and monthly costs. Then everything that's left is then mine to do with as I will. All right, so that's it. So to be honest with you, because I operate in this way, what it means is that I'll never run out of money. So I never have to worry about it because I've got a system in place for managing my budget. All right, so ideas like this can be massively helpful sometimes. Your client comes in and says, I'm stressed about money, I'm stressed about money. Well, one thing you can do as a life coach is give them a whole load of money, but you can help them to plan and budget their finances. So there's lots of real practical things that you can do, right, to work with your clients here. It might be the case that some of your clients would prefer to go and mind map or brainstorm in their own time, in which case, I've just got a few links down here. That are actually new. Some of them are apps and some of them are websites. You might not be able to read this, so I'll read them out. One of them is called Coggle, right? C-O-G-G-L-E. And this is a website. It's very, very basic, but it's for those who are new to mind mapping and brainstorming. This is one that I've referred a few clients onto in the past. You have another one called Mindly. It's generally a Mac application. I think there's one now for Android as well. And this is for mobile mind mapping. So people can do this on their mobile phones. And we know that mobile phones are, well, everyone has one these days, don't they? We've got draw.io. Again, that's web, Mac, Windows, and Chrome. That's, again, a free mind mapping software. And there's a few others there as well. But you catch the drift. Go into Google and type in mind mapping software or mind mapping app, and there's hundreds of them these days. All right. So for some of our clients, it's going to be appropriate that they actually build mind mapping into their kind of day-to-day life. Why? Because it's going to help them to draw all of the ideas out of their heads and get them down on paper or down onto a tablet or something like that. Once we've done that, just getting stuff out of our heads can actually give us that time and space back to be able to then wisely decide what we're going to prioritize and how we're going to start investing our time to pursuing those goals. Are you with me? So you understand why we're doing this. Listen, very basic idea. It's not really anything I'm teaching you here, just a real practicality. I use this quite a bit with many more creative clients. But again, this is going to be for you to decide whether this is appropriate to use or whether it's not. So, and why not, you know, log into one of these websites and take the Life Balance workbook and just mind map it for yourself, right? See if this works for you. I know the first time someone said this to me, I can remember doing mind maps when I was back in school, and I said, no, mind mapping's not for me, I'm not interested. But to be honest with you, I pushed myself to do it. Once I got into it, I started seeing different voids in my life that I hadn't even really considered before. And here's the thing, once we have everything written down, we can see it, it then just becomes a process of elimination. And you know, on a day-to-day basis or a weekly basis, if we can see, and if we can start crossing stuff off our lists and we feel like we're making progress in life, this can be a real source of fulfillment and honestly, real genuine inner peace as well. So don't undermine the importance and how powerful it can be to sometimes write our goals down or draw them in a mind mapping context. So take this, leave it, it's entirely up to you, but I'll look forward to seeing you again in the next clip. This is just something that I would sometimes do.